yo, yo.
Check this out.
This out.
Previously heard.
Previously heard. Good Hope FM.
Let's go.
Super excited. I did allude to who my next guest was going to be. And everyone coming through on the WhatsApp line, I can never fool you. You always understand the assignment. You are correct. But this is just one half of my interview guests this morning. Of course, I'll introduce the other half to you. As mentioned before, I'm joined by one person from one of Cape Town's most beloved musical trios. They are loved for their live electronic performances. And I mean, when I talk about live, I'm talking about infectious energy and always gets the crowd going. And of course, they have a philanthropic heart. They have a commitment to using music as a force for good. And it just makes them super, super unforgettable. Joining me in studio, Jules.
Hello.
From Good Luck. Hello, my love. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I am so good. I'm really, really so good. I was just saying to you when you walked in here, not only have you left us waiting patiently, might I add, for new music.
Very long
but
time.
I haven't seen you in the longest time. And in that time, you were getting up to a little something.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
Which, of course, you shared with 5,000 people at Kirsten Bosch Gardens. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
On your baby girl that's arriving in June.
Yeah. Very exciting times. Crazy times.
Crazy times. But we're ready for it.
Yes.
And then, of course, part of the reason that you are here is a brand new, well, not brand new group. They've been around since 2010. They're going to tell us more about the story of how they met. Frigid Armadillo in the house as well. Am I putting on the right? There we go. Gentlemen, Lebo and Sia, welcome to Good Hope FM.
Thank you so much for having us.
This is the first time you guys are on air with us, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Amazing, because you're Joburg-based.
Because we're Joburg-based.
Okay, okay. Well, I always love new music. And of course, you guys had a global hit in 2023, and we're so happy that you get to come together with Good Luck and bring us new music. Maybe we can talk about how this collaboration even began. Who's going to take us through it?
I think you take it. You
want to do it?
Okay, so we had a mutual person between the three of us that we all know. We had this instrumental sitting around made in 2022.
Yeah.
Had no idea what to do with it. And then he had an idea. He's like, oh, no, I know Jules from Good Luck.
Mm.
Let's give it a try.
Yeah. Like,
okay, why not?
Yeah.
You know, just give it a shot. Sent it to her, she sat on it for a bit, and then she developed this cool idea that we liked upon hearing it the first time, which is very rare because we're quite particular, but this one we liked. We liked it when we heard it the first time, and we're like, yeah, no, there's something here.
That's amazing.
And then we developed it a little further, and yeah, that was the song.
That's pretty awesome. And of course, Jules, the lyrics that kind of brought the song to life were quite emotional as well. And it's something that you personally experienced.
You know, it was one of these songs that comes from a very deep and honest place. I was processing some stuff. Basically, I'll tell you the story. I went up, was called to go out for dinner one night to a friend's house, a couple that know and love equally, both very much, and got there, and Ben and I were together. We got there, we went to the house, and we were having dinner, and they were like, in the middle of dinner, they were like, guys, so we have some news.
Yeah,
we're getting divorced.
Wow.
And we were like, huh? You know, and then they proceeded to just tell us that this is like what they needed to grow as people, and they love each other very much, but this is kind of, their relationship's coming to a close, and they're happy about the decision, and they're both equally, you know, they're kind of consciously uncoupling, and they equally respect and love each other, and they know this is what they need. And it was just handled in such a mature and beautiful way. It was almost like a celebration in a way for them.
Yeah.
But it was a complete mind twist for me, because I wasn't expecting to hear it. So I went home and I wrote this song from a place of kind of trying to empathize with what they were going through, and how mature and how incredibly we're handling this whole situation.
Yeah.
And I realized that, you know, not all breakups and not ending relationships have to be bad.
Mm.
Parting of ways can sometimes be beautiful, and it's like, you know, just how you process it and how
100%.
you know, how you deal with it. So
that's
what the song's about. But I mean, to a lot of people it means something different. I've had people messaging on Instagram saying, you know, I lost my husband last week, and this song has really spoken to me, because it's connected to like what I'm going through. And so there's there's different ways that you can kind of interpret it.
Yeah, yeah. Not all endings are endings. Sometimes it is the beginning of brand new things, like it was the beginning of a beautiful relationship between you and Frigid Armadillo, which is absolutely wonderful. You shared with us a little bit about, you know, how some people have kind of like experienced the song, what it's meant to them. What are you hoping audiences are going to feel, experience, you know, enjoy the most about this collaboration and this track? Label, you gotta say something.
So there's no like ideal outcome, really. It's it's music, and I think Ben put it very, very, very succinctly earlier today that music is used. You use music. You don't listen to it.
Yeah.
You know, you use it for its emotive qualities, and it could mean different things to different people. We've heard that it's gotten people through tough times. It might be like a goodbye, my friend. You're now traveling to another country, and I'm not going to see you for 6 months.
Yeah.
So there's no intended outcome, really. You just want you to enjoy it. So use it as you should, use it as you will, but just use it.
Absolutely, just use it. Shall we give it a spin? Give our audiences an opportunity to experience it, and then we'll come back and we'll continue the conversation.
We love that.
All right, I'm going to ask one of you to please introduce this track on my show for the first time on Good Hope FM Label.
So, no pressure.
None whatsoever.
So for the first time on Good Hope FM, it is Frigid Armadillo and Good Luck with Goodbye, My Friend.
Yeehaw, let's go.
Have your morning coffee in style with the daily fix of Leanne Williams, Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. We are your morning show.
I'm calling it. It's going to be a massive hit. It already is a massive hit, and I am absolutely loving it. They're still in studio, Jules and Frigid Armadillo. Guys, congratulations. I need to give you some clapping hands here. Here we go. Woo! It's a good one. Oh, my goodness. Absolutely amazing. I love this. I hope this is going to be the first of many such collaborations.
Yeah,
hey?
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've worked really well together.
You have. You
and,
have.
I think we share a lot of the same approaches to music. Mm. It's also, interestingly enough, it's actually our very first, as Good Luck, it's our very first completely independent release.
Wow.
And we went to these two with this proposition. We were like, listen, guys, should we just like back this track ourselves and do it and go indie? We wanting to experiment for a while. What do you think? And they were like, let's do it. And interestingly enough, like to all artists that are listening that don't think it's possible to go indie, we've had the best reception to this song and the most achieved with this song in terms of playlisting on Apple Music and Spotify than we've had for the last like 5 or 6 releases.
Amazing.
Through a label. So you can do it. If the song is right, it does work. Just back yourself.
100%. Yeah. Just back yourself. And that's what you guys have been doing as Frigid Armadillo, just backing yourself. You guys, how did you come together? Was it during varsity where you guys became friends?
Yeah, it was varsity.
Yeah.
Actually, we started making music, I think, 2008, independently.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, we hooked up in varsity. Lebu tells a story that I forced him into this, which is totally
as one does,
true.
Yeah.
He forced me. That, so, yeah, we were friends since 2010. Mm. Frigid, I think, officially started in 2014, if I'm not mistaken. So we've been crafting ever since.
Yeah, and the name is quite interesting, Frigid. Armadillo. Oh,
they love this question. This is their favorite question.
I mean, I'm fascinated.
I think
please
the name
do
is more
share.
Interesting than the story, actually.
No, I didn't want to say it.
Look, the name is way more interesting than the story. It was
why
just,
is the armadillo so frigid?
The armadillo is only frigid because it needed to be something. It needed to be something. And, like, frigid just sounded good. It doesn't actually, no, it was like just a late night brainstorming session on WhatsApp. And Frigid Armadillo is kind of what we landed on.
Yeah.
And then we Googled it, and fortunately, there was no other Frigid Armadillo, obviously.
Hallelujah.
So, like, okay, cool. We're the only one. There's no clash. We're going with it. And we ran with it.
You guys have got amazing imaginations.
They
I don't know how
do.
You came up with this out of thin air.
Because like, he said it needed to be frigid something. I was like, I thought it needed to be something armadillo. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly,
So, there was frigid was what you were going with either way.
I mean, I think, look, it's also hit. It's also a hit and miss. We had a lot of bad names before we had Frigid Armadillo. I mean, that is arguably weird, yes. But we had a lot of terrible names.
Okay.
Like, yeah, like just objectively terrible ones. So I think even a broken clock is right twice a day. We
true
just
story.
Got it right
true
once.
Story. Well, listen, you are going to be beginning it right many, many more times as Goodbye, My Friend has just kind of shown all of us. Can you share with us where we are going to be seeing more of you? Because I have to share you with the rest of Cape Town and with the rest of the country and with the rest of the world. What are some upcoming plans?
So we actually have an upcoming mini tour in Europe over June, the end of June, beginning of July.
Hello.
We'll be gone for about a week and a half.
Okay.
We're sort of filling our trip with dates. We've got two confirmed thus far, probably going to net out at about 7.
Mm-hmm.
And for the next couple of sort of weeks, that's kind of what we're focusing on, because we are working on a project, secret project.
Okay.
Secret project.
The project essay.
Yeah. So we're working on that. We're just taking up a lot of our time. So yeah, that's kind of all we're like outsourcing right now. Like, that's the only energy we're giving of ourselves. And then the rest is just going to go into the project.
Can I just say about these two that they will never sing their own praises, but they are seriously the it buzzword at the moment in the Afro tech and Afro house space. And, you know, there's like everyone that I meet that I know, these really big producers that I get to check out backstage. You know, as soon as I mention them, they're the darlings. People
Amazing.
Are really excited about these two. So, you know, I think, internationally, obviously the genre is growing and it's really exciting that they're starting to tour, because we need more representation of African dance music across the pond.
Yeah.
At least we got one fan.
You've got many fans in here. Also, all of your fans watching us as well on our live stream. Well, that's exciting. We are going to be following you. Where can we follow you to make sure that we are stalking every last second of not only the tour, but the project essay?
At Frigid Armadillo everywhere. Very simple. At Frigid Armadillo, Insta, Facebook. Not YouTube yet, but now we have a TikTok. Yes.
I forced them to be on TikTok. I'm not even good at TikTok, but I was like, you guys need to get on TikTok.
I mean, we're still getting the hang of it, but it's there.
It's there. Fantastic. And then of course, Jules.
Yes.
I have to ask, what is the new chapter
looking like?
Going to be looking like for you?
It's
going to
be an interesting one for me.
Yeah.
So we're taking a break. Obviously, it's been weird because we normally also touring to Europe the summer, this time of the year. And this year, we're taking a break from that and going to be welcoming our little girl into the world.
Yay!
So 4 months off for me, in which time I'm planning on finishing. Ben and I, we've got a lot of songs that we need to tie up and finish. So we'll be there'll be a massive vault of music by the end of it to release. And then we're pretty much into summer season.
Yeah.
And we'll be doing Get Lucky Summer again up the Garden Route.
Awesome.
And touring again in December. And we'll be back officially from about September onwards.
Amazing.
And then, next year the plan is to carry on with the international progress. But this year we're taking a little hiatus.
Which is needed. Which is needed. So now what's going, because I feel like this is going to be messing up with the dynamic of Good Luck, which is always a trio.
Yes.
Because now there'll be four.
Four.
One will be bringing the cuteness factor constantly, which of course we're so excited about. But Jules, we wish you all of the best.
Thank you very
Cannot
much.
Wait for Babaiki to arrive. She's going to be a June baby like I am. Oh. And you know, June babies rule
the
world.
Are you a Gemini? Or?
I'm a Gemini.
Oh.
But I'm early in the month, so we're the good, nice ones.
Oh, well, she's due on the late side.
There's apparently three versions of them. There's early, middle, and end. The ones at the end are...
Oh, my word. So she must come early. I've got a feeling she's coming early. But if she's very late, she might even be a Cancer, which is, also not bad. So
also not bad as well. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much to Frigid Armadillo, Levo, Sia, and of course to Jules from Good Luck. It's been wonderful having you guys on the show. We're going to be keeping our eyes on you. We're going to be keeping our eyes on Good Luck Live as well.
Thank you.
And cannot wait to see you guys back very, very soon.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks
to all the Good Hope FM listeners for the support of the song. Please go stream it. We need everyone to stream it in Cape Town. Get this thing buzzing.
We're there. Let's give them a round of applause. Woo! Good Luck Live and Rigid Armadillo.
Feel it. For more, tune in to goodhopfm.co.za.
It's all you need.